Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. @8:51 Thursday morning on KSJE. We have an extra segment for you this week, of course, because we are talking with Cindy Hawes, who is the executive director of Tres Rios Habitat for Humanity, about how the organization is doing and some of the events they have coming up and all things that Habitat is involved with. Cindy, welcome back to KSJE. Good to see you.
Hey, thank you so much for having us back in.
You bet. Great to have you here. And it is a busy time because next week you have a big event that's going on here, right?
We have our annual prime rib dinner fundraiser at Sunray Park and Casino. We still have tickets.
You had me
left
at prime rib. Yes. I mean, really, that's all it really takes. It should, right?
Yes. And they do a really, really good prime rib. So it'll be a really fun evening. We'll have a live band.
Nice.
The Desert Thunder Band. They joined us last year. They're really fun to dance to. And
there you go. And 6 o'clock on the 9th, that's next week, of course, at, as you mentioned, Sunray Park at the High Desert Club.
Yes.
And the proceeds benefit the organization, right?
Yes, they go to building houses, back to our Brush with Kindness program. So it stays in San Juan County, which is great.
Right.
And just helps those low-income families hopefully make homeownership a dream.
There you go. There you go. I know we're showing the poster on our screen for our video audiences, so if you have your phone, you can just point it at that QR code. I imagine go right to the site to buy your tickets.
You can go to that site and buy tickets or stop by our ReStore and pick up tickets there if you want to.
Okay. And tickets, again, $45 a piece. Do you still have enough for a table? Maybe?
We do. We have 42 tickets left as of right now.
Okay. So you checked.
It's getting down to the minimum, so if you want to go, probably get them.
I wouldn't wait till next week,
no,
right? You might be out of luck,
yes.
So good advice. But you can go to the ReStore or go to the QR code and get your tickets for this event. And again, this helps with all the different things that Habitat is involved with. Of course, we know you most famously, I think, for building houses in the community and helping to get local families into a home of their own. That's still your major goal, but you have other things going on too.
Absolutely.
You're looking for families for the next house construction.
Our application is open, and so you can go to our website, tresrioshabitat.com, and you can click on the homeowner page, and it'll show you the application, what the requirements are. We also have stuff posted on our Facebook and that stuff as well.
Another great resource as well is to go to the Facebook page for sure. And so for families that are maybe thinking about maybe applying, I mean, there's just a certain thing that they have, certain criteria they have to meet, right?
There is. So for a family of four, they cannot make over $52,000 a year.
Okay.
And it does change per amount of family members.
Right.
We do look at their credit. However, there's no magic number. We just want to make sure that they try to pay their bills and stuff. It's for people that normally wouldn't meet a, you know, traditional mortgage.
Right.
So they have to have some type of inadequate housing. They
currently.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Overcrowding, that's a big one. Leaky roof, no heat, no electric. There's a big criteria on that, like what matches up. But
sure. And this year you were telling me that you have the possibility and opportunity of maybe putting in two families into homes.
Yes.
The regular construction home that we always think about with Habitat, but you've also been, I guess, gifted a home that you are now renovating for a family.
So we were gifted a home in Bloomfield, and we've been renovating it. It is gutted right now. It's currently a 3-bedroom, but could be a 5-bedroom. So we don't want to renovate it completely until we find that family. But they're very involved. They get to pick paint color, cabinets, the flooring. So we want that family to be very involved with that as well.
Sure.
And
That's exciting. Yeah, and so that's why you're looking for these families to apply,
yes,
right? And
yes.
To maybe if you've got, so if you've got a larger family, that should not dissuade you from applying because
no.
here you have maybe a potentially 5-bedroom house.
Yes.
And you can kind of build it almost to fit.
Absolutely.
The family once you choose them. And as we all know from watching cable television, you know, it takes about 28 minutes to renovate a house. So
yes.
it's a quick thing,
fine.
Right? Just happens right, you know, the length of an episode, right?
Yes.
I'm kidding, of course. It's a month's long process, but
yes.
It's been really great, I think, for me to interview the families at, you know, during the process and mm-hmm. when they get into their home and talk about that, you know, their kids were able to pick the colors for their room and, you know, their favorite color, and they were able to paint that on the wall and put in some of that equity as their houses are being constructed, which
yes.
is also part of the program.
Yes, absolutely. So if they make it through the initial process and meet the criteria, they do put in 200 hours of sweat equity. So
mm-hmm.
anyone over 18 has to put that 200 hours in. So they're hands-on, working on the house. They know how to do things, how to repair things.
And that could be a variety of tasks, I suppose, from painting to mm-hmm. laying carpet or tile or whatever
yes.
they'd like to learn how to do.
Absolutely. And friends and family can help with that. I know that some people can't take off work or it's
sure.
hard to get the hours in, but we do encourage friends and family to come help them.
There's ways to figure that out,
yes.
it sounds like to me.
And
you're pretty flexible,
like
too.
A Friday, Saturday that they do work
right.
on the houses, so it is flexible.
Okay.
So
very exciting. And so that would be great. So, again, you are looking for families to
yes.
Take advantage of these potential two houses that you have for
yes.
this year.
And we sell the houses 0% interest at cost. And
okay.
so the families do have to pay back,
mm-hmm.
But it's a lot more lower mortgage than even rent is right now. So
no kidding.
In these times and
right and with
finding houses and the prices, it's
hard. A good deal.
Yes,
for sure.
Absolutely.
And with interest rates where they are, even if they come down a little bit, you can't beat 0%. There's
yes.
nothing lower than that.
No.
So that's an important thing. And again, I think there's a lot of families whose lives have been changed for the better
mm-hmm.
by getting into these houses and being able to afford those payments. I think if you look for rents, you know how high some of them are in some places and how difficult it is maybe to find something
yes.
that fits your family.
Absolutely.
And so that's an important thing.
And,
very good. Go
and
ahead.
It costs $10 to apply. That's for the credit check. So if you're not able to print out an application, you can go to the ReStore and they will hand you one. You have to have an ID and $10, and that's all it costs to see. And so for that, you can't beat.
Right.
Like you might as well try if you think you're close to qualifying.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
please apply. So
right, and you are aggressively looking for families
yes,
to join you for this
definitely
year.
Definitely trying to get the word out there and
okay
get hopefully a couple selected.
Very good. Very good. You mentioned the ReStore a couple of times. I want to ask you about that, too, because that's another great resource that we have in the community. And that's
yes.
the store out on the Bloomfield Highway.
Yes.
And folks can go in and shop for materials, appliances, furniture for
yes.
maybe their homes as well. Or
absolutely.
Or make donations.
Yes. So it's 1915 East Murray Drive is the address.
Actual address.
Yes.
Thank you. Sorry.
And we do take all home improvements, yard, you know, tools, furniture. We have a lot. And so you can definitely find some really good stuff at much lower price.
Right.
You know, doors, windows.
Yeah.
We started carrying green sheen paint. And so it's much cheaper than buying it at other stores. And
good
so
to
it's
know.
Been going really well.
That's great. And I always encourage folks to go check it out because I think people are pleasantly surprised by the variety of things that they find. And maybe if you're looking for maybe cabinet pulls or doorknobs
mm-hmm.
or just things like that or lighting fixtures, I think usually you have a pretty good supply of those.
Yes.
And there's a lot of different styles to kind of choose from. And you'd be surprised at what's there and the condition. It's in really good shape. And that's also kind of the things that you accept are these
yes.
things that you can sell that are in good condition.
Yes.
And can find life in somebody else's house.
Absolutely.
And so that's a great thing that we have here in the community. And the other program that you mentioned, too, I know does little projects for folks around the community as well, right?
Yes, it's called the Brush with Kindness Project. So
yeah.
we build handicap ramps for people. Usually it's low income, veterans, elderly. And we also do paint houses.
Smaller projects.
Smaller projects. We can't do anything inside or on the roof, unfortunately, but outside projects, we absolutely can help. And we do build several handicaps a year.
Okay. Terrific.
And if someone's interested in that, they can go to our website and there's a place to submit a form for the Brush with Kindness. So if you have, there's a lot of people that are housebound in San Juan County. It's unfortunately.
True.
And so it's a great way. And, we do ask sometimes if they're able to pay back for that.
Right.
Sometimes it's $10 a month, interest free or whatever. And sometimes people can't, and we will build it.
You can work with them too.
Yes.
Okay. Sounds great. Well, we're just about out of time, okay, Cindy, this morning, but I just want to remind everyone about the big prime rib dinner that's happening on February 9th, 6 o'clock out at Sunray Park and Casino. Mm-hmm. Tickets are $45 a piece or a table of eight for $300. You can go to the website, or you can also pick up tickets at the Restore and show up and support Habitat for Humanity. Very good. Cindy, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome.
Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.